Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Full Throttle Podcast. This is T.Y. Zhang. I'm your host, and today I'm with Tina Chen, a marketing student at Emerson College and a Maniac Formula One sports fan. Hello, Tina.
Hi, T.Y. Thank you for having me back again.
Thank you. So we have the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. Finally, the whole season is over now, and Max Verstappen, someone who you might probably support, has won the world championship. In the last race, there's a lot of things going on, you know, starting from the qualifying session where Verstappen, I think, quite surprisingly, get the pole position using his teammate Perez as a toll that outqualifies Lewis Hamilton and Mercedes in general, to start of the race where Hamilton regained his position at first and starting to gain a lot of advantage over Verstappen. After the first pit stop, Sergio Perez, who haven't pitted, has successfully held on to Hamilton, that basically diminished his advantage to Verstappen to 1 second. Although with that, Lewis Hamilton still can remake that advantage over Verstappen. Just when you think everything's going down and Lewis Hamilton is going to win his 8th world championship title, you have the safety car. What a game changer, I would say. So what are your take on this Abu Dhabi Grand Prix? I mean, the final few laps after the safety car, you know, there are a lot of controversies over for FIA's decision during the safety cars. Do you think, you know, standing from the FIA's point of view, what they have done is correct? Do you think that they have influenced the game, like a lot of people said that they are accused for?
Yeah, first of all, I want to say what a season finale Abu Dhabi was. This is probably one of the most intense and most dramatic ending among the 71 year of F1 history. And the game was going through smooth. And as everybody was thinking by the last 10 laps, probably this is the end, Hamilton is going on to his 8th trophy. A safety car changed everything. I think from their point of view, if just let the safety car lead the last race, it's not interesting at all. And what we want to see, our audience want to see, a fierce racing lap at the end. However, because they overturned their own decision, whether or not that was a fair decision was the biggest controversy. So far, Team Mercedes has appealed protests twice to the FIA. However, both protests have been rejected. And I feel the chance the decision is going to be overturned is very small, because they've done a huge PR and celebration, and everybody wants to see a new winner. Whatever the process was, the world was excited to see Verstappen become the winner. And also, they're giving out the award on this Thursday. So the time for Mercedes to overturn this whole scenario is very small. And back to the incident itself, I think the two teams took very different strategy for the last race, because Mercedes started on medium tires, whereas both Red Bull started with soft tires. Going through the race, Verstappen basically gained an advantage by going into two pits during a virtual safety car and safety car, whereas Hamilton only pitted one time. So by moving out those left cars, basically FIA was giving the crown to Verstappen, because he has a fresh tire, whereas Hamilton's white tire was a 31 lap old tire. I think this is not the fault between Red Bull or Mercedes team. It's more a system problem, because F1's such a big race competition. They only have one race director, and Michael Massey was the only person who made decision whether or not those five cars stay in line or they should be removed. So I think FIA should really think about moving forward how to structure their race director to make the race more enjoyable, but at the same time, more fair to every team.
Yes, I mean, Michael Massey was openly accused by drivers like Kimi Raikkonen, who openly said he was too soft to penalize the drivers that are driving. I think despite that, Mercedes' decision to keep Lewis Hamilton out of the pit lane during safety car are also, you know, an interesting decision. They are leading the Grand Prix. Right. They are not willing to give up track position, and they're not willing to box. And And that's the dilemma you get when you are in the front car. Everyone can get into the pit lane later than you, so they know your strategy a couple seconds before. In Formula One, the best strategy is the strategy that upsides your opponents. You just have to do the different thing. For Verstappen, if Hamilton would have, you know, pitted, Verstappen would have just stay on the track and gain the first position. I gotta say, if it's Verstappen who's in the front defending for his championship, he would be much easier defending because he has nothing to lose. He literally can just crash the car and gain the championship. And that's like an advantage that plays out that nobody would have expected at the very end. Lewis Hamilton obviously are not happy, despite that he showed really gentle manners, but you know, he did not attend the post-race interview. Clearly, going into Abu Dhabi, he and the Mercedes team has so much confidence. What have gone wrong in Abu Dhabi? I mean, the whole team, it just seems like their strategy is offline as well. I mean, virtual safety cars and a safety car not going to pit. I mean, yes, sure, FIA's got some controversies over that, but really the strategic team for Mercedes have to rethink about the decisions that they make. And well, as another problem is that their second driver, Valtteri Bottas, have been struggling from the ninth position, fighting over McLarens and Ferraris, whereas Checo, Sergio Perez, who has heroically defended Lewis Hamilton and helped his, you know, teammate Verstappen gain almost 8 seconds in like one lap. I think that was amazing. If Verstappen is the king that has the crown, Sergio is just the knight with the sword. That's what people says on the internet as well. So the season has ended and Verstappen has won the championship. This has been one of the most breathtaking season in the past few years. There's actually someone who can stand up against Lewis Hamilton and who has actually won his battle against Lewis Hamilton. What are some of the events or what do you think have changed the season, the way this all played out? What are some of the moments that you remember that you call from the season as it completes?
First of all, I want to say that Red Bull finally find someone to support their top driver, Max Verstappen, because over the past years, even though Max is a strong driver himself and he has the ability to battle with Mercedes, however, his teammate always doesn't play well in the game. So he's basically alone fighting two Mercedes. But this year they have a new driver, Checo Perez, who surprised everyone. I think he definitely played the ultimate teammate to help Max Verstappen to secure his position in a lot of the races, especially this one during the mid-race. He defended Hamilton successfully. Max also has grown so much himself. He has won 10 titles and 18 podiums this season, which makes him the one who wins the most podiums in a single season in the entire F1 history. And a couple of interesting races I remember in top of my head is, first of all, the Silverstone, which is another big controversy between Max and Hamilton, which Hamilton ultimately won the race and he celebrated, whereas he crashed into Max Verstappen and Max Verstappen was brought into hospital. That dynamic was an interesting tweak. And the other one was Hungary Grand Prix, where both drivers made wrong decisions, both on track, off track, and strategically. And I think that race make both team to retrospect themselves to see where they can improve and to make both teams understand their rivals a lot better.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, 18 podiums. I didn't even realize that he has so much. So isn't he like, if he didn't crash on that race, he will be on the podium? It's like that, right?
Right.
You know, I mean, he crashed a couple times. He crashed in Monaco with the flat tire. He crashed in, you know, Silverstone in Britain. But wow, that's actually an amazing performance that he had made. And people said that Max isn't, you know, a championship title material. What I can recall the most is definitely in Monza, with the two championship title contenders crash right into each other. A lot of people say that, you know, this is a game changer, and it has played out to, you know, the final battles where Max Verstappen people are convinced that Max Verstappen would take that step again if necessary. It's to be argued whether that is a intentional thing that Max do, or should he be penalized for that. And also, as someone who claim myself as a Sergio Perez fan, I really, really enjoyed Sergio Perez when he pulled out those two epic defense against Hamilton. It seems like this guy just have something on Hamilton. Like, he know how to defend the 7-time world champion. In Turkey, also the last race in Abu Dhabi, all stepped out. Checo has his downs during the season. People questioned whether he is just another bad Red Bull second driver. But I think in the key moments, he all stepped out. And that's exactly what the Red Bull needs for the team game to be played.
Yeah. And I feel besides the champion battle we've seen and talked about throughout the season, I think other drivers also show really great driving skills, especially some of our veteran drivers such as Alonso, who came back after 2 years. And his performance as a 40-year-old man was amazing, how he against Hamilton. And along with the veteran and older generation drivers, we can see the growing up of the younger generation, for example, Norris and George Russell and Charles Leclerc. I think the future of F1, especially next year with a huge rule change, I think I really look forward to next year.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of next year we're going to have a whole different new regulations. Everything remains unknown. You know, for example, Team Haas, who has performed terribly this season, they're actually saving up for next season. So yeah. who would have known? Probably next season, Haas will come back becoming what they used to perform. And who knows? So what are your expectations on next year's? After all, the Mercedes had Valtteri Bottas going to Alfa Romeo and George Russell stepped in. Was that changes in the driver's lineup? What are expectations? Who do you think will be championship contenders next year?
Yeah, one of the biggest changes for next year is the budget cap. They have lowered the budget cap from 145 million to 135 million. With that big change amount of money, first of all, I would assume the difference between the cars would be smaller. Wouldn't like now Mercedes has the fastest car by far, and has and Williams, they're barely performing and barely finishing the game. And interesting that you mentioned Haas, because their team leader in the beginning of this season, they have said that they basically give up this season and they're eyeing for next season. So they're saving up all their budget to develop a better car that fits the regulation for next year. Also, with George Russell step into Mercedes, he is a young blood. He is ambitious and he definitely has the speed. With him as Hamilton's teammate, I'm interested to see whether Hamilton will be a great mentor to train the next team leader for England, for Mercedes, or whether he will be a tough rival, just like him and Alonso 12 years ago. So I think it's really interesting to see their relationship, but definitely George Russell wouldn't be a tame team player as Bottas, who just does all the favor to Lewis Hamilton. George Russell definitely needs to prove himself first in the new team.
This podcast is sponsored by Red Bull. Red Bull gives you wings. In celebration of Max Verstappen's win in the Formula One World Championship, starting from today, you can go to any store and buy 3 Red Bull drink and get one free. You can also get 1 can of Red Bull free from online purchases if you're putting the code TFTPRB.
Absolutely. I mean, we all seen George Russell's talent, and he was trying to convince that Mercedes that he is a team player, having the Hungarian Grand Prix where he convinced his team that you can prioritize my teammate. As much as he said that, it is very important. My guess is that probably in the first year or two, George Russell would be like a second driver, would behave. But as long as the car is competitive, it's very hard. I mean, you know, we have the history with drivers like Charles Leclerc, super talented, get into Ferrari. The first year had a hell of a battle with him, Sebastian Vettel at the time. You know, when you have less competitive cars, everything just seems like fueling up the teammate relationship and their dynamic in the team. And that's absolutely very important. So Mercedes still win the world construction championship. They still have the best cars. So next year, even with the new rule or regulations, you know that Mercedes is going to have a competitive car. It's not going to drop all the way to the back of the grid. So George Russell, he is a very important part that the Mercedes team have to keep in mind. You don't want another Nico Rosberg to, you know, be on the same team with Lewis Hamilton. But also at the same time, I think Mercedes has got enough of drivers like Valtteri Bottas who are frequently outperformed by Lewis Hamilton. And I think other drivers, a driver probably you and me would concern a lot, Guanyu Zhou, the first ever Chinese Formula One driver. Do you think you got to have an expectation on him. What are your expectations?
My expectation is to get 1 point. I think that's honestly a great achievement as the first Chinese driver. And I think his teammate is Valtteri Bottas, who has a great amount of experience on track. I hope the first year would be just adapting and learning the new cars and learning the new regulations and work with Valtteri Bottas to get himself fully into the sport. So first of all, how do you think Guanyu Zhou would perform? Because he only ranked number third in F2 this year. And also what other drivers you might consider as a world title contestant next year? Would it be Hamilton and Verstappen again, or somebody else would come into the game?
Well, I'm just going to answer your question about Guanyu Zhou first. I do have a lot of expectations on him. Yeah. He have shown his talent as far as people in that would have said that Guanyu Zhou is just a very regular driver. He is not like a genius. Keep in mind that Oscar Piastri, his main rivalry in Formula 2, has won 3 championship titles in a row in 3 years. And I'm talking about Charles Leclerc level of talent, or even more. I am talking about Max Verstappen level of talent for Oscar Piastri. It is absolutely a shock for me that Oscar Piastri didn't get a seat next year. What can you say? I mean, as far as he didn't get a seat, I mean, the Formula One seat isn't just entirely about talents. It's about money. And money is a very important component of the sports. And Oscar Piastri, I'm sure he will get a seat. My guess is that he probably will replace Fernando Alonso after next year, or Renault doesn't play their action, some other team would have stepped in. I'm thinking about, say, Red Bull needs another substitute second driver, or teams like McLaren, Ferrari. Oscar Piastri is going to be in Formula One for sure. But as his rival, Guanyu Zhou is not a slow driver. He has been in free practice and he has shown his pace. He was driving the Renault, and on hard tires, he was only 0.4 or 0.3 slower than Esteban Ocon. Going into Formula One, you have to know that whatever driver that goes into Formula One is always improving. I think Guanyu Zhou is still young. He is 22 years old. I do have a lot of expectation on him. I think that because the competitive of the car remains unknown, I have the expectation for him to beat his teammate Valtteri Bottas. Having said, I always think that Valtteri Bottas isn't that good of a driver. It was a bit personal, but you get my expectation on him. And I think that's what makes Formula One drivers to be stronger, is the tension, is their stress that actually makes them better drivers. All right, that's all we have for today. And thank you, Tina, again for joining my podcast. We'll probably not see any Formula One action for the next couple months, but we will all pay close attention to everything that happens around Formula One. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you so much.
All right, have a nice rest of your day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And now let's take a look at our tier of the week, number 3.
What's the situation, Pastor? So the situation is that Verstappen has pitted. He had a free pit stop. We've lost track position to him. Four laps remaining. When you cross the line, it may not restart.
Is he right behind me?
He will be once they've sorted out all the order. This is going to take a while to sort out.
Good new tyres.
And copy loose. We would have lost track position if we had pitted.
Number two.
Christian and Michael.
Yes, go ahead, Christian.
Why aren't we getting these lap cars out of the way?
Just give me, because Christian, just give me a second. Okay, my big one is to get this incident clear.
You only need one racing lap.
Yeah.
Obviously those lap cars, you don't need to let them go right the way around and catch up with the back of the pack.
Understood.
You only need to let them
understood.
Go.
Just give us a second.
And then we've got a motor race on our hands.
Number one. Thank you again for listening to the Full Throttle Podcast. I am your host, T.Y. Zhang, and I will see you next season.